I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Development Report. Antonio Guterres, chosen as the new head of the United Nations Refugee Agency, is a former prime minister of Portugal. Mr. Guterres served from 1996 to 2002. He resigned after heavy losses by his Socialist Party in local elections. Since 1999, Mr. Guterres has been president of the Socialist International. That is an organization of 166 social democratic, socialist, and labor parties around the world. Since 2003, Mr. Guterres has also advised the board of directors of one of the largest banks in Portugal. Last week, Secretary General Kofi Annan nominated him to become the 10th UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Approval is required by the General Assembly in New York. Mr. Guterres is to begin a 3-year term on June 15th. Antonio Guterres is 56 years old. He served in the Portuguese Parliament from 1976 to 1983. 2 years later, he returned to Parliament and served for 10 more years. During that time, he started the Portuguese Refugee Council. Former Dutch Prime Minister Ruud Lubbers resigned in February as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Several women had accused him of sexual harassment. Mr. Lubbers denied any wrongdoing. In his resignation letter, he said he had felt insulted by the way he was treated. He suggested that media pressure on Mr. Annan had played a part. Wendy Chamberlain has been the acting head of the UN Refugee Agency. She calls Mr. Guterres a highly respected international statesman with a wealth of experience. The agency is called the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR. The General Assembly passed a resolution in December of 1950 to establish the office. The main purpose is to protect the rights and security of refugees. Today, UN officials estimate that there are 17 million refugees and others of concern to the agency, such as asylum seekers. The UNHCR has 6,000 employees in 115 countries. The agency has won 2 Nobel Peace Prizes, and it estimates it has helped more than 50 million people. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss. Our reports are on the internet at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Gwen Uten.